Hello, Mr. Urban?
Yes.
Hi, this is Roy from the post office.
Hi.
Hi, I just needed to let you know that next week you're going to have a new mailman on your route.
Oh, okay.
And he's blind, though, so we're going to need you to get some Braille lettering to put on your mailbox so he knows which house is yours.
Oh, okay.
Yep, that'll help him out a lot if he could do that.
How do we do that? I wouldn't even know where to start.
I don't know. Maybe the hardware store might have some Braille lettering, or at the very least, they'll have one of those pointy things that you can hit with a hammer, and you can just, you know, hammer the Braille stuff into your mailbox yourself.
Okay. Okay. So just put that on the mailbox.
Yeah, just the house number, so he can feel which house is yours.
A house number. Okay.
And
okay, very good.
Okay, great. And eventually, he's going to start on Monday, and you don't have to do this right away, but eventually you're going to need to have everyone that sends you letters, have them all address the letters in Braille instead of just writing with a pen.
Okay, so...
Otherwise, he's not going to know where to put the mail. So at first, he's probably going to make a lot of mistakes. You're going to have to work with your neighbors to kind of sort the mail and everything.
Is this a serious phone call?
Of course, sir.
Oh, okay. I've never heard of anything like it.
Yeah, well, it's because of the Disabilities Act of 2004.
I completely understand.
Yeah, we have to hire these blind people now. It's not something we want to do.
Hey,
we just.
I get it. I just, I guess the only reason I'm questioning it is because I'm not going to tell people they have to put Braille on my letters, so I guess I just won't get my mail. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I can't hold them and have a list of demands for people who mail me, unless I don't even have the time for that. If the post office would be willing to help me contact all these people, I don't have a problem with it.
You can just knock on their doors.
I wouldn't even know where to start.
Just knock on their doors and be like, hey, you got any mail for Urban?
I mean the other individuals that send me mail.
Oh, you mean that you didn't? Well, just tell them how to write Braille and just look it up on the internet, you know?
Yeah. I honestly really don't. You probably need to call my wife or, you know, talk to my wife about this, you know, further, because I'm never home. I'm always traveling, and she would be the one to handle this. I mean, I'll tell her, but I'll have her call the post office.
Okay, yeah. I mean, it's really easy to learn Braille, though. It's easier than learning Spanish, really.
Yeah, well, I'm like I said, it's, you know,
Do you take airplanes?
I understand you have to do what you have to do, but this is an incredible inconvenience.
Oh.
And I guess I just look at it that
his blindness is an inconvenience?
No, the inconvenience is you putting all these qualifications on me that I have to go over and above and do all this stuff for just receiving my mail. That's the inconvenience.
Well, but he's blind. What can we do, really?
Work him in the post office. Maybe he doesn't have to have a route.
Well, how would he be able to sort mail? I mean, if he did that, then everyone would have to do Braille. This way, it's just your route.
Well, you know what? Well, you're asking me to do all that, and I'm just basically telling you the same difference. Just if you know, yeah, I guess we just need to become a Braille society. I don't have a problem with that, but everyone's going to have to do that in the world. Let's just... You know, since the post office is, this is what you're willing to hire, and I'm supportive of that, but then we're going to need to put regulations and guidelines on everyone that we need to, then everyone is a society and community in the United States needs to start using Braille.
Oh, don't tell us how to do our job. You know?
Yeah, hey, I get it, and like I said, I'm willing to help that, but then we should, you know, contact everyone, and we should all go with the Braille system. I don't have a problem with that.
You don't have to make this a political thing. Also, incidentally, he's in a wheelchair, so we're going to need you to put a wheelchair ramp on the front of your house. And that made him hang up.